Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
I feel like these big news stories always happen in threes, like they say. So yesterday we had the mistrial in the Karen Reed murder case. We had the owner of the Celtics announcing the biggest contract ever for Jason Tatum, and then that he's going to sell the team. And then we announced our NKOTB pool party. Big news always happens in threes, Kennedy. Big news. Not quite on the same. You're not tracking with me on that one?
You're going ahead, though.
All right. Emily D. Baker is the internet's go-to entertainment legal analyst, as we've told you before, a prior L.A. deputy district attorney. Find her on YouTube, Emily D. Baker, and on the Law Nerd app. And we have people that have questions for you. Let's see. We are going to first grab, I think I have Siobhan. Are you there?
I am. Hi.
Say good morning to Emily D. Baker, and what's your question?
Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Good morning. Well, thanks.
My question is, when they're doing a retrial, how likely is it that they can even find a jury that hasn't had any exposure to this trial?
Good question.
I was wondering that as well.
This is a unique thing with such a high-profile case, and especially one that is so tuned into locally, is they are going to have to find a jury that hasn't been exposed to this case. It is a real concern, and I don't know if we'll see motions from the defense to try to move the case to a larger county, to try to bring in more jurors that might not have been watching this trial. But even when I run into people who are from Boston, somebody from Boston, everyone seems to be watching this case, so it's going to be a problem.
Will it be the same judge, regardless?
It should be the same judge, unless her assignment changes or something else, but it should be the same judge.
Will the state keep the same prosecution team for a retrial?
They generally do. It is really hard to retry somebody else's trial, especially a trial this big. This was 75 witnesses, over 600 exhibits. I wonder if they will end up with more of a second chair who is doing things on the record and adding to the prosecution team, but I don't think we'll see a change again unless something drastic happens, or unless, you know, of course, if Prosecutor Lally leaves that job, then you can see a change, but it's unusual to do that.
Emily, I don't know if you can answer this or not, but like, if you were able to be involved with this trial the second time around, what would you wish they have done differently? Like, now that you're done with it and you can step back and take a moment with everything that happened, like, is there anything that you wish or feel could have been done differently? Or is that a really big question and too many things to answer?
No, it is. I don't think we have enough time. I think there's a lot of room to change things. No, it's something that the attorneys are going to be evaluating. I think the prosecution can pare down their case and their number of witnesses to make it hopefully more clear. I think the defense can lean into where the doubt is instead of leaning into who else could have done it, because jurors are there to solve one question, which is, did Karen Reed do this thing? And putting the focus on other people might turn off some jurors. It might be, this is not what we're here for. So it will be interesting to see how and if they retry this case. Remember, there's an outside chance that there could be a plea deal in this case. I don't think it's likely. These parties are very at odds, and we saw very strong statements from the defense yesterday that they're not going to quit. But it's always possible that there is a plea deal in the case. Or if something dramatic happens with that federal investigation, there's always a chance that doesn't go forward to a retrial. So we're really back to the beginning and in an unknown of what's going to happen next.
Wow. Helen is from Framingham. What's your question for Emily D. Baker?
Good morning. John O'Keefe had marks and wounds on his body. Did they break the skin? Did anyone take DNA to see if it was canine or human, or how it linked up to anything?
From everything we saw in the case, we saw that they swabbed the outside of his clothing, but we didn't see any reference to them swabbing the wounds on his arm. But we did see two experts from the defense that indicated those were believed to be canine related. So
yeah,
those witnesses revealed themselves fairly quickly to the defense.
I felt like there was a coroner or something that said there was no dog saliva found on. And maybe I misheard that. I watched so much of this. It's one of those things.
I did too. Yeah. But yes, when they cleaned off his body, they were looking for those things, and then they looked for it on the clothing, which is hard because if he fell backwards and hit his head, then where do those injuries on the arm come from?
Mm. What does Karen Reed do now, Emily?
I don't know what you do in the waiting time between now and another retrial. Other than try to rest and do this all again. But it would be incredibly difficult, and it's going to be, for Karen Reed, very expensive. I mean, for the Commonwealth, it's going to be expensive as well. But for Karen Reed, it's going to be very expensive to do this retrial.
And one last question from the 617. This entire process... that's not the one I want.
No, it isn't.
The one I want says, what do I do with my life now? I've been paying so much attention to you and your lives, Emily, and this trial. What's the next big case?
Well, Alec Baldwin starts July 10th, so we don't have to worry about not being in trial for a very long period of time because attention will shift to New Mexico very swiftly for the Alec Baldwin trial that is going to be, I imagine, shorter than this one substantially, but also very interesting to see same prosecutor as the Hannah Gutierrez trial, different set of defense attorneys, but a lot of the same witnesses. So for everybody that watched the Hannah Gutierrez trial, this is going to feel a little like a retrial because a lot of similar witnesses.
Well, and I hope you'll come back and stay with us for that too, Emily.
And I had one nerd question for you about the streaming. How were the streaming numbers for the Karen Reed trial versus, say, like the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial? Were they very similar?
They were. It didn't reach the same type of broad appeal that we saw during Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. But what I found is that even though lots and lots of people were tuned in, we were getting not new people coming in. People were tuned in for this entire trial. Mm. Some came in at the defense case, but for the most part, there was a very deep interest, even though it wasn't quite as broad. So we were about 50,000 live concurrent viewers towards the end of the trial. But in Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, it was hundreds of thousands of viewers.
All right. Well, have a good 4th of July weekend. Yep. Emily, we appreciate all the hard work.
Always.
We know you've been traveling.
You.
We appreciate you making time for
Thank
us.
You.
Emily D. Baker, you can find her on the Law Nerd app. It's lawnerdapp.com. And find her on YouTube, too. She does a great job of explaining all of this, and we just appreciate her doing that for us again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.